You are listening to Huda Recordings.
طيب. Second point, regard to the concept of Imama, they said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful, and He is wise, even though they don't believe that Allah has wisdom or merciful. But this is one of the parts they contradict themselves. يقولون عنه لطف. يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His wisdom, He will not let the people to be confused. To be confused. As He didn't let them to be confused about religion, He sent for them, what? Prophets and messengers to guide them. That's right? You following me? Then now they're using their logic. Listen to their logic. So since He didn't let them to get confused in the matter of religion, how to worship God, they send them messengers and prophets. Also, so they don't get confused after the prophets and the messengers, He sent to them imams, leaders, to teach them, to guide them, to take them to the right path. They said, this is our logic. Therefore, He chose for us only 12 imams. Only 12 imams. To lead the Muslims so they can be strong and powerful against their enemies. All of them united behind one imam. Two, God chose these imams to teach the people and to have leadership or control over all the Muslims. So He chose the imam for them, and He didn't let them to choose the imam so they could get confused or fight each other. We raise one question, even though I'm not here trying to refute their beliefs, because it's enough to say it, then you will know. We ask them, any one of these, except Ali ibn Abi Talib, any one of these imams, ever been in charge of Muslim's country? Ever been Khalifa? Never, ever. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they said, He chose the imams to lead the Muslims. So when this happened, what you claim that Allah chose them for never happened. Two, they said, because the imam's existence, there is no dispute. Now, all these imams were existed, and there is a lot of dispute. So whatever God chose these imams for is not, that never happened. He says, even Ali himself, in his time, the dispute was more than Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman. And Ali's control over the Muslims' country was less than Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman. So whatever they claim it's logic, or the God did that for this reason never happened. So that means something not right. That whatever you claim is not true or not right. The third point, we'll notice it when we're talking about the concept of imama in the Shia's belief. They are extreme. They have very extreme positions in the way they view their imams. They are very extreme. They are the most extremist group in among the Muslim sects, Shia in general, and those people also the Rafila, Ithnay Ashriya. This extremism can be represented to you in different points. One, that they worship them beside Allah. I think this is the most extremist level you can ever reach in somebody. That you worship him with Allah. How is that? Shias, when they are in a hardship, or in a calamity, or any situations where it is hard on them, they will raise their hand asking help from Al-Hussein, from Ali, from these imams, and you couldn't hear them saying, Ya Allah, Ya Ali, Ya Hussein. And they believe that they should make Hajj to their graves. They should go make tawaf for around their graves. They have ffear, complete love, complete depend on them. I remember I saw an accident in the highway in Saudi Arabia, close to a village. There is a lot of Shia in that village. We stopped. We didn't know who in the accident. They were in the car, and the car flipped on the side of the road, and they were stuck inside. And brothers, do you know what they were saying? Ya Ali, help us. Ya Hussein, help us. Screaming, Ya Ali, Ya Hussein, help us. I told them, inshallah. Then I left. Wallah, I left them. I said, inshallah, they will help you. Yeah, and that the kuffar in the Prophet's time, in the calamity, in the hardship, they will call Allah. They said, Ya Allah. They will not call their idols. Another example. Go to any woman, Shi'i's woman, while she's delivering her baby. They don't scream. When they scream, they said, Ya Ali, make it easy on me. And this is like mutawatir. We hear this a lot in their hospitals. يعني, ya Ali, Ali, you know, there's baby coming. You know, in the hospital. They're screaming, Ya Ali, Ya Hussein. That's يعني, to make it easy on them. This is something not يعني, this is very common among them. To the extent in Iraq, one Sunni, he يعني, saw Shi'is carrying something. In Iraq, they said, Ya Haydara. Haydara is Ali, another name for Ali. يعني, when they carry something, he said, Ya Haydara, يعني, help me to carry it. So his neighbor is like grocery. He was carrying a box or something. Then he said, Ya Allah. So the Sunni's neighbor said, What's wrong today? يعني, you said, يعني, Ya Allah. He said, Ali, عاوزين هالفقيلة. He said, Ali, only for the heavy things. أعوذ بالله. يعني, for the heavy boxes. This is light one. Ya Allah. This is like something not a joke. This is something very normal. I remember in the court, once one of the judge, he telling me he had a dispute between two Shias about the land. Then, you know, in Islam, if you don't have evidence, you swear to, يعني, to free yourself from the liabilities. The other person, he doesn't have any evidence that this person did يعني, anything wrong to him. So in this case, you just swear by Allah and you go free because there's no evidence for any liability on you. So the judge said, يعني البينة على من ادعى ولي من على من أنكر. The judge told him, خلاص, you swear by Allah and you go free. It's about like the border of the land and things like that. يعني that guy in the night, he claimed that he came and he moved the some of the, يعني, the sign for the land. He made his land bigger than it used to be. Things like this. He doesn't have evidence. So the judge said to that person, swear that you haven't done this and you go. He swore. The other party said, no, Sheikh, ask him to swear by Ali or al-Hussein. He will never do. It's easy for them to swear by Allah lying, but he cannot swear with al-Hussein or Ali lying. And the Shawkani, rahimahullah, said this about the Shia in his time too. It is very obvious among them. So those people have, they are very extreme. I remember one of them, I had a debate with him. And the debate was about Al-Khumeini. And I told, the debate was between me and him, that I told him, I believe what Al-Khumeini did to the Shias, like what Bolus did to the Christianity. Bolus, the one who changed the Christianity. Paul, what he did to the Christianity, he added this idea of the God is not one, Jesus, Son of God. I said, Al-Khumeini did to you like him. Anyway, this is what the debate about. One part of this, he told me, Wallahi, brothers, in the end, he said, you know what? My faith, my life, my power, my soul, fuel, I get it from the grave of Al-Khumeini. He goes, روحي, غذائي, قوتي, مددي, all help, everything you imagine comes from his grave. And this is Khomeini. He's not Imam or anything. He's just one of the leaders. Yani, what do you think if he talk about the Imams? Yani, they worship them. When you mean worship them, I mean it. Their love, their fear, they're dependent on them. They have no doubt that they are in control. They are capable of being asked, and they can answer your call anytime they want, as you will see soon. We'll stop here, shall I pray? Then after the prayer, we'll continue. As I told you, brother, Shias are very extreme when it comes to the subject of imams. They not only worship their imams in this sense, and they يعني might give them some act of worship, they will do it for their imams. Even they put them in a status of Allah, of God. The status of Allah. They give them one of some of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special qualities. يَجْعَلُونَ لِلَّهِ يَعْنِي يُشْرِكُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ فِي رُبُوبِيَّتِهِ. Look for instance what Al-Khumaini said. Al-Khumaini said in his book Al-Hukuma Al-Islamiyya, page 52, it's been published by Al-Maktaba Al-Islamiyya Al-Kubra in Iran. فَإِنَّ لِلْإِمَامِ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا وَدَرَجَةً سَامِيَةً وَخِلَافَةً تَكْوِينِيَّةً تَخْضَعُ لِوِلَايَتِهَا وَسَيْطَرَتِهَا جميع ذرات هذا الكون وإن من ضروريات مذهبنا أن لأئمتنا مقاما لا يبلغه ملك مقرب ولا نبي مرسل.